For Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras. The last time you bought a shirt or shoes online, did you notice if you were paying sales tax? Officials from cities across Illinois are paying attention. They say the booming e-commerce industry is taking a bite out of their tax revenue. For this week's Illinois Issues, Mary Hansen reports on why the trend is concerning and what it could mean for residents.
It may seem quaint in this age when you can purchase almost anything at the click of a button, but Mark Peterson wanted to buy a power tool from a brick-and-mortar store this summer, even after he was told it was out of stock and he'd be better off buying it online.
And they said, well, you know, if you buy it online, you won't have to pay the local sales tax. And I said, I understand that. I want to buy it through the store.
As Normal's town manager, Peterson realizes more than most what buying online does to local sales taxes. With more consumers opting to buy shoes or power tools over the internet, town officials say they're seeing a decline in sales tax revenue. The behemoth retailers that once put small operations out of business are also feeling the pressure. Many have laid off workers, closed stores, and deeply discounted items in a struggle to compete. And the impact goes beyond the company balance sheet.
It's created some financial challenges because the sales tax is our number one revenue source in terms of size. So when we see any kind of a decrease in that revenue, it has a significant impact on our general fund operating budget.
There's less money for streets, public safety, and garbage pickup, and it could mean reducing services or hiking fees or other taxes to cover budget shortfalls. It's concerning for Peterson, and he's not alone. Quincy Mayor Kyle Moore says if sales tax continues to decline, his city could raise garbage rates or attach a public safety fee to water bills.
If we raise that fee in order to make up for the cut in sales tax, that it affects everybody in the city of Quincy, but it, you know, affects those on a fixed income the most. And so that's the tough conversations that we have to have if we don't want to reduce services.
Moore says he's a Republican and a conservative and only wants to charge taxpayers what the city needs to deliver services. Peoria is facing similar challenges, according to City Manager Patrick Gierek. And the tax system isn't keeping up with how the economy has changed, he says.
We still have taxing systems that are set up assuming that we have a economy that was based on goods and that it was goods that were purchased in your community. And what we're seeing today is that we're more of a service-based economy and we don't tax services in Illinois. And then we're also an economy that's now moving more towards online sales.
Illinois began collecting the state sales tax on more online purchases in 2015, dubbed the Amazon tax. It requires out-of-state vendors with a warehouse or office or other presence in the state to collect retail taxes, and cities do get a percentage of that. But communities that have a local sales tax cannot collect on what their residents buy online unless they're home to the warehouse or business where the items came from. That could change with a Supreme Court decision or congressional action, which has been debated for many years. Brad Cole, executive director of the Illinois Municipal League, says he would support either.
So we're supporting any type of activity that would level the playing field between brick-and-mortar community businesses and online retailers, and that would allow municipalities the flexibility to collect the taxes that are already owed to them. It's just applying them properly to those remote online purchases.
Legislation has met opposition from conservatives who advocate for governments cutting costs instead of seeking more tax revenue. And online sellers worry that requirements for sales tax collection would be onerous or costly for them. Jennifer Dunn is with TaxJar, a tax service for online retailers. She points out that there are thousands of jurisdictions that have different guidelines for retail taxes.
Online sellers, you know, they're good people. They're smart people. They understand that sales tax pays for schools and roads and ambulances and things like that. They just also can't be putting themselves out of business with complying with these really, you know, strict and multifaceted sales tax rules.
For now, city officials say they're pushing initiatives like Shop Local campaigns to encourage residents to spend their money on goods and taxes that help their towns. For Illinois Issues, I'm Mary Hansen.
For more information, go to illinoisissues.org.